Alo. Hello, this is
Jamie.
Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Happy Mother's
Hi.
Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too. We all had an early morning breakfast, so I just
Oh,
have one
really?
more this afternoon.
Ah.
That will be the day. That will be it. Well, two out of my three daughters have called me already, and the third may not do it, but I know she loves me, and I know I love her. So that's all it takes, really.
Well, that one that's 59 years old and he called a few minutes ago, he's got 10 eyes. I said, I've never had that in my life. I said, well, that's what it is.
Good morning or good afternoon.
Okay,
Good
good afternoon.
afternoon. I'm going to mute.
I'm mute too.
Please join me in saying the Anabatoa. Anabatoa, Gedula Chimincha, Sati, Serira, Alafikimu, Yitak Sati, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sadvenu, Taharenu, Nora, Ufreshayan, Sintetun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Devavat, Shamre, Ngimel Dalet, Yitkav Shin, Barhem Taharem, Rachame Sitatha, Tamid Gamlem, Betet Resh, Saditak Gimel, Tasim Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adata, Bet Kuf Bet, Tet Nanayan, Yachid Geah, Lamcha Benei, Zofre Kiddushata, Yud Gimelamet, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea, Salumo, Shin Kufav, Zadiyutah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column and the left column energies of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahe, Adonai Yohei Wahe, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseyawon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse, the tool, from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's Parashai Yitro's Pasuk 29. And I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bichilu Erchimud Hilu Hilu Erchimu Le'achda L'shem Yud Hei B'vav Hei B'Yehudah Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asot Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tanenan Bekucha Berichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Tolayu Kishot Be'ovada Dikshot Ve'le'ilach Mila Be'alma Divaye Barnash Ledach Yaleya Mine Yaulan Haga De Yakalana De Hakulu Ovada Big Shot Inun Wikola is the Rish Bi Alma. The energy of this current year, 5779, is to become wise. The ninth verse that connects to the this energy through the letter He at the first letter and the Tet is the last letter of the Pasuk. The ninth one is Psalms chapter 139, verse 21. Halo Mesanecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Esna ubit komemecha et kotat and the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel, it's chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote ala me mehe shila la he aka aka heta. Ezayo alada la awa heya yozala me behe ereyo heko me la awa kalayo la wawa pehe la nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Reo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo da me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa be he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, ya, sa, be, te, ya, me, me, be, she, la, yo, hey, anu, ah, kame, ta, te, he, yo, anu, da, la, he, wa, me, he, me, ya, yo, ta, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wah, wah, ha, be, yo, la, yo, wah, pe, nu, la, nu, me, ha, yo, he, yo, me nu he se se wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ta a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a a la be ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu me a nu a ta me la he be a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a se se wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he he me. The Sadikim who chose to leave this day, the 7th of Iyar, Rabbi Shlomo Ephraim of Lunskit, Rabbi Chaim Moshe Reuven Elazari, and the Sadikim who choose to leave on the 8th of Iyar, which will start at sundown tonight, Rabbi Ezra Rachmiel Rabinowitz of Peshicha, Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Tursky of Trisk, Rabbi Raphael Binyamin Levine, and the 8th verse of the Anna Bekoah, we will say in a whisper. We'll now connect to the Ani meditation. Purpose of this meditation is to help us maintain balance, especially in a period of negativity associated with the period of the Omer. Although we have learned that the Omer period can be one of great revelation of light, but we have to have the vessel prepared to do this. To help us maintain balance during this period, we say the Ani meditation. Malchut, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Hod, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yohu Netzach. I ahini wi yohi. I ahini wi yohi. I ahini wi yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yohu. Yo ahuni wo yohu. Yo ahuni wo yohu. Gevura. Yeah, ni we yo, Yeah, niwiyo. Besed.
Vayanach,
Shabbat. Vayikad Shehu Kabed et Avicha V'et Imecha L'man Yariku Yamecha Al Ha'adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten Lach Lo Tirtzach Lo Tinach Lo tigno, lo ta'ane bereacha, et shaker, lo tachmot, beit reecha. Lo tachmot, eshet reecha, v'yavdo v'yamato, v'shoro v'chamoro, v'kol asher lereecha. And we will now say the abridged Kaddish in order to use it as an elevator to elevate to the level of our class today. Itkadal itkadashime rabbah. And we all say Amen. Be'alma divra kirute v'yam lich malchute v'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chaye tekol beit Yisrael v'agala uv'izman kariv itbarach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itromam v'itnase v'itadar v'itale v'italal shemeda kucha v'eila min kol birkata v'shirata tushpechata v'nechemata da'amiran bi'alma yeheshlama rabba min shabaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael Imru Amen. Ose Shalom Bim Romav Uyase Shalom Aleinu V'ol Kol Yisrael V'imru Amen. Today's class can be found on the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. Or if you're on a mobile device, it's at the bottom of the page, usually. When the unique astrological times link opens up, scroll down to the link titled Preparation for Lag BaOmer. And this is where I will begin to read and study. Lag BaOmer, also known as Lag LaOmer amongst the Sephardi Jews, is a Jewish holiday celebrated on the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer, which occurs on the 18th day of the Hebrew month of Iyar. It's approximately 10 days from today. It begins on Wednesday evening, I believe it is May 22nd. According to the Talmud and the Midrash, this day marks the Hilulah, the celebration interpreted by some as the anniversary of the death of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, a Mishnaic sage and leading disciple of Rabbi Akiva in the second century, and the day on which he revealed the deepest secrets of Kabbalah in the form of the Zohar, a landmark text of Jewish mysticism. In modern Israel, the holiday has evolved to include commemoration of the Bar Kokhba revolt against the Roman Empire. It also has come to be a significant day in the life of young boys who receive their first haircut on this day after they have reached their third birthday. In fact, I knew one boy whose parents waited until the Lag BaOmer after his third birthday, which came 10 months after his third birthday. If you know how long a baby's hair can grow in 3 years, you can imagine the difference in appearance for this child. This is an unwritten commentary. I choose material from many different sources. Sometimes I identify the source, sometimes I don't. Sometimes the source becomes identifiable if you're using your mind as you are reading or studying. This paragraph that I just read tells you that the source of this material is from an academic. You learn this by the words that are chosen by the particular person who wrote this. It's important for one to always utilize his discernment tools to evaluate the source of the wisdom he is receiving. Continuing to read. Lag BaOmer is Hebrew for the 33rd day in the Omer. And according to the Gematria, the Hebrew letter Lamed is equivalent to 30 and the Gimel to 3. A vowel sound is conventionally added for pronunciation purposes. Some Jews call this holiday Lag LeOmer, which means the 33rd day of the Omer, as opposed to Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day in the Omer. Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson writes in his Likudei Sichot that the reason why the day should be called Lag BaOmer and not Lag LeOmer is because the Hebrew words Lag BaOmer, spelled without the Vav, have the same gematria as Moshe, 345. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was mystically a spark of the soul of Moses. And this is an unwritten commentary. Rabbi Schneerson was and is the rabbi of the generation. He was potentially the Mashiach for the generation, if the generation had merited it. But Rabbi Schneerson's background was that of the Ashkenazi, not the Sephardi. And so he is giving us an explanation and a justification after the fact for his tradition. That doesn't mean he's incorrect. But we have to evaluate on that same logic the meaning of the name of Moshe with the addition of the 28, which is the difference between the Lamed and the Bet. And the difference between the Lamed and the Bet, the number 28, relates to the strength of the heart, because Lamed and Bet spell heart. So the number when you say Lag LeOmer is 373. and 373 can be parsed into 300, which is the shin, which is passion, because the shin created fire, which is metaphorically passion. The passion of 73. And 73 is the gematria of, and I always get this confused, so I'm going to take a moment. It's the passion of the word Chachma, which has a gematria of 73. So they both have explanations based on gematria. Continuing to read. The biblical mandate to count the Omer appears in Leviticus 23:15-16. Which states that it is a mitzvah to count 7 complete weeks from the day after Passover night ending with the festival of Shavuot on the 50th day. The 49 days of the Omer correspond both to the time between physical emancipation from Egypt and the spiritual liberation of the gift of the Torah at the foot of Mount Sinai on Shavuot, as well as the time between the barley harvest and the wheat harvest in ancient Israel. There are a number of explanations for why the 33rd day is treated as a special holiday. The Talmud states, that during the time of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 of his students died from a divinely sent plague during the counting of the Omer during this period. The Talmud then goes on to say that there was, because they did not show, they died because they did not show proper respect to one another, befitting their level. They begrudged each other the spiritual levels attained by their comrades. The children of Israel celebrate Lag BaOmer on the 33rd day of the count to celebrate the end of the deaths. Although there are few Jewish traditions saying that they stopped dying on this day, the Tosafos cite sources that they died on 33 days scattered throughout the Omer period. So the 33rd day was designated as the day of the celebration. This is the view recorded in the legal code of the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. After the death of Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students, he taught just 5 students. Among them was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The latter went on to become the greatest teacher of Torah in his generation. The day of Lag BaOmer is also celebrated as the Hilulah, or the Yortzeit, of Shimon Bar Yochai, who is purported to have authored the Zohar, a landmark text of Jewish mysticism. According to Jewish tradition, on the day of Bar Yochai's death, he revealed the deepest secrets of the Kabbalah. Rabbi Akiva also revealed these secrets to Rabbi Shimon on this day as well. This last sentence is something that is important to delve into in more detail. When we understand the energy of Lag BaOmer, we can understand why this sentence has such power and is important to truly connect to. If that discussion doesn't take place from the handout, I will verbalize it in more detail at the end of the class. During the Middle Ages, Lag BaOmer became a special holiday for rabbinical students and was called Scholar's Day. It was customary to rejoice on this day through outdoor sports. There are those who dispute that Lag BaOmer is Bar Yochai's Yahrzeit on the basis that it appears that the original text of Shar HaKavanot by Chaim Vital, Lag BaOmer is referred to as Yom Simchato, the day of his happiness. Those that defend the position that it was the day of his death cite the tradition that on that day Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai instructed his students to celebrate this day as a holiday to commemorate the vast amount of mystical teachings which he revealed at that time. The Kabbalistic significance. Lag BaOmer has another significance based on the Kabbalistic custom of assigning a sefirah to each day and week of the Omer count. The first week corresponds to Chesed, the second week to Gevurah, and so on. And similarly, the first day of each week corresponds to Chesed and the second day to Gevurah, and so on. Thus, the 33rd day, which is the fifth day of the fifth week, corresponds to Hod Shebechod, the splendor within the week of splendor, or the appreciation within the week of appreciation. And there are many other metaphors. As we count the Omer during that week, we can come to understand it more detail. As such, Lag BaOmer represents the level of spiritual manifestation, or Hod, that would precede the more physical manifestation of the 49th day, Malchut Sheba Malchut, kingship within the week of kingship, which immediately precedes the holiday of Shavuot. Thus, Lag BaOmer has a greater potential energy than the revelation of the Torah. Since the energy is the same, yet on Lag BaOmer, the energy is not limited by the physical world's manifestation. If you do not understand this, you can ask a question. Customs and practices. The tomb of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Maron on Lag BaOmer. This is the picture. While the counting of the Omer is a semi-mourning period, whatever the concept of semi-mourning means, all restrictions of mourning are lifted on this 33rd day of the Omer. As a result, weddings, parties, listening to music, and haircuts are commonly scheduled to coincide with this day among the Ashkenazi Jews. Families go on picnics and outings. Children go out to the fields with their teachers with bows and rubber-tipped arrows. Takanun, the prayer for special divine mercy on one's behalf, is not said, because when God is showing one a smiling face, so to speak, as he does especially on the holidays, there is no need to ask for special mercy. The Sephardi custom is to continue the mourning practices through the 33rd day of the Omer and celebrate on the 34th day of the Omer, on Lag BaOmer. There are some communities that start the counting of the 33 days on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And this is not to limit the joy and happiness that remains from the holiday of Pesach. The Kabbalists keep the mourning practices all through the 49 days, except on Lag BaOmer. This is due to the 49 days are a period of harsh judgment. The other communities indicate that the Hilulah of Lag BaOmer sweetens the strict judgments. My personal practice is to follow the Kabbalists. Bonfires. Israeli boys collect wood for the Lag LaOmer bonfire. The most well-known custom of Lag LaOmer is the lighting of bonfires throughout Israel and worldwide wherever religious Jews can be found. In Los Angeles, the Jewish community congregates at a particular beach and builds a community bonfire where all Jewish traditions meet. The Orthodox, the Conservative, the Reform, the Renewal, the Reconstructionists, and many others. In Meron, the burial place of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, Rabbi Elazar, hundreds of thousands of Jews gather throughout the night and the day to celebrate with bonfires, torches, songs, and feasting. This was a specific request by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai of his students. Some say that as Bar Yochai gave spiritual light to the world with the revelation of the Zohar, the bonfires are lit to symbolize the impact of the teachings. As his passing left such a light behind, many candles and/or bonfires are lit. This tradition also relates to the story in the Zohar about his passing, where it is written that a fire surrounded his house on the Hilulah and only allowed his son, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Abba into the house. Also, Rabbi Yossi, who passed at the same time for a different reason. Rabbi Shimon served as a guarantor for additional length of life for Rabbi Yossi. Thus, when Rabbi Shimon left, Rabbi Yossi also needed to leave. The B'nai Yisachar, a great sage who is called by the name of his most famous sefer, cites another reason for the lighting of bonfires. On the day of his death, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, "Now it is my desire to reveal secrets. The day will not go to its place like any other, for this entire day stands within my domain." Daylight was miraculously extended until Rabbi Shimon had completed his final teaching and passed. This symbolized that all light is subservient to spiritual light, and particularly to the primeval light contained within the mystical teachings of the Torah. As such, the custom of lighting fires symbolizes this revelation of powerful light. At the tomb of Rabbi Shimon, the honor of lighting the main bonfire traditionally goes to the Rebbes of the Boyaner dynasty. This privilege was purchased by Avraham Yochon Yaakov Friedman Shlita, the first Sadigura Rebbe from the Sephardic guardians of Meron and Safed. The Sadigura Rebbe bequeathed this honor to his eldest son, Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman, the first of Boyaner Rebbe, and his progeny. The first lighting, Hadlacha, is attended by hundreds of thousands of people annually. In 2001, the crowd was estimated at 300,000. In recent years, the crowd is estimated to be closer to 500,000. Also in recent years, the guardians have given control of the event to more makbir, or religious people. They are very strict about the mixing of sexes during this event. This sometimes bothers people, but it is controlled by the same organization type people at the Western Wall. There has not developed anything like the organization of the Woman of the Wall, if you are familiar with them. In 1983, Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Horowitz, the second Bostoner Rebbe, reinstated a century-old tradition among the Bostoner Hasidim to light a bonfire near the grave of Rabbi Akiva in Tiberias on Lag BaOmer night. The tradition has been abandoned due to murderous attacks on participants in that isolated location. After the bonfire, the Rebbe delivered a Devar Torah, gave blessings, and distributed shirayim, songs. Later that same night, the Rebbe cut the hair of 3-year-old boys for their uk shirin. According to Zionist ideology, the bonfires are said to represent the signal fires that the Bar Kokhba rebels lit on the mountaintops to relay messages, or are in remembrance of the Bar Kokhba revolt against the Romans, who had forbidden the kindling of fires that signaled the start of Jewish holidays. Chai Rotel. Another custom at the tomb of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the giving of Chai Rotel. The Hebrew letters Chet and Yud are the gematria equivalent of 18, and Rotel is a liquid measure of about 3 liters. Thus, 18 Rotels equals 54 liters, or about 13 gallons. It is popularly believed that if one donates or offers 18 rotels of liquid refreshment, grape juice, wine, soda, or even water to those attending the celebrations of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's tomb on Lag BaOmer, then the giver will be granted miraculous salvation. According to the Tamei Min Hagim, many childless couples found success with this segula, with this propitious practice. Several local organizations solicit donations of Chai Rotel and hand out the drinks on the donor's behalf in Maron on Lag BaOmer. 9 months after Lag BaOmer, the Ohel Rashbi organization even invites couples who prayed at the tomb and had a child to come back to Maron to celebrate the birth. The first haircut for children. It is customary at the Maron celebrations, dating from the time of Rabbi Isaac Luria, that 3-year-old boys be given their first haircuts. Uk shirin. While their parents distribute wine and sweets. Similar upshirin, the celebrations are simultaneously held in Jerusalem at the grave of Shimon HaTzadik, for Jerusalemites who cannot travel to Maron. As an aside, the child, who is 3 years and maybe a little more, up to 10 months more, 11 months more, as I've indicated. The child has to be prepared for this celebration, for this tradition. Approximately 30 days before the event, the mother or the father or both start to prepare their child, because it is not something they want to see their child running from his haircut out of fear or out of upset because he doesn't understand what's happening. So that preparation is very much part of the quote-unquote term weaning of the child as he transitions from one level of development that of a baby, to another level of development, that of a student of Torah. Because on this same day, typically, the child is introduced to the Aleph Bet through the mechanism of the letter Aleph being written so that he can see the Aleph. But the Aleph has honey dripped on it, so that the child, upon learning the name of the letter and the shape of the letter, is presented with the honey by telling him to lick the letter. And as the letter is being licked, from the honey being licked from off of the letter, the child is told in Hebrew, the translation of which generally is that may your life be as sweet as this Torah is sweet. And this typically takes place among the same day as the Uspizin, or Ushirin, bows and arrows. Historically, children across Israel used to go out and play with bows and arrows, reflecting the Midrashic statement that the rainbow, the sign of Hashem's promise to never again destroy the earth with a flood, was not seen during Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's lifetime, as his merit protected the world. In Israel, Lag LaOmer is a holiday for children and the various youth movements. It is also marked in the Israeli Defense Forces as a week of the Gatna program, the youth brigades, which were celebrated on Lag LaOmer in 1941, and which bear the emblem of a bow and arrow. Weddings. Lag LaOmer is a popular day for weddings among the Ashkenazi Jews, and the Sephardi hold their weddings on the 34th day of the Omer. For those who do not conduct celebrations between Pesach and Lag LaOmer, the date often marks the first opportunity for a wedding in the spring or early summer. Tish, the Hasidic meal and teaching. Most Hasidic rebbes conduct a tish on Lag LaOmer, in addition to or instead of a bonfire. A full meal is usually served and candles are lit. It is traditional to sing Bar Yochai, We Amartem, and Amar Rebbe Akiva in Satmar, one of the groups of Hasidim. Shama Lecha Naftashi is sung at the Tish, in addition to the other songs. Teachings of Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, both from the Talmud and the Zohar, are generally expounded upon by the Rebbes at their Tishin. Pardes. A Lag LaOmer parade in front of Chabad headquarters in New York . This was encouraged by Rabbi Schneerson, and he encouraged it be held in Jewish communities around the world as a demonstration of Jewish unity and pride. The Chabad organization sponsors many parades all around the world. The Bar Kokhba Revolt. A first grade classroom in Tel Aviv with the holiday displays, the Lag LaOmer display showing Bar Kokhba, is at the left. In modern Israel, especially with the expansion of the Zionist movement, Lag LaOmer came to include the commemoration of the Bar Kokhba revolt against the Roman Empire. And according to work published by Yael Zerubbabel from Rutgers University, a number of Lag LaOmer traditions were modified by the broadly defined Zionist movement. So to encourage young children to sing and dance around bonfires while celebrating the Bar Kokhba's revolt. The plague that decimated Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 disciples was explained as a veiled reference to the revolt. The 33rd day of the plague ended was explained as a day of the Bar Kokhba's victory. By the late 1940s, textbooks for school children painted Bar Kokhba as the hero, while Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Akiva stood on the sidelines cheering him on with. This interpretation lent itself to singing and dancing around bonfires by night to celebrate Bar Kokhba's victory, and playing with bows and arrows by day to remember the actions of Bar Kokhba's rebel forces. In modern Israeli secular culture, Lag LaOmer is a symbol of the fighting Jewish spirit. The Palmach division of the Haganah was established on Lag LaOmer in 1941, and the government order creating the Israel Defense Forces was issued on Lag LaOmer in 1948. Beginning in 2004, the Israeli government designated Lag LaOmer as the day of saluting the IDF reserves. This is the end of our handout, the end of our class for the day. Does anyone have any questions? We will have a class at 3 o'clock relating to continuing our teachings of the advanced reincarnation classes. And Monday we will have the two classes normally. Class at 4:30 will be continuing our deeper Zohar class into the Parasha of Lech Lecha. And the 7 o'clock class will be on the writings of the Ari. Are there any questions? I bid you all a beautiful week, Shavua Tov, and much peace, Shalom Gadol, in your life. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom, and into your blessing.
Shalom to all.